Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Heidi Harris Show.
Hello, St. Louis!
Heidi Harris. The Heidi Harris Show is on the air.
Well, how are you? Good evening. Every Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m. right here on 97.1 FM Talk. As you know, and you better know, there's an election coming up on Tuesday. Hopefully it's our chance to toss out the trash. We need to make a big change. Somebody once said politicians need to be changed as often as diapers and usually for the same reason. And that is true. One of the big issues, of course, this year is the economy. Feds raised interest rates again. All I can say is the houses on my block, you can't give them away. You can't give them away. They've dropped them. Nobody even cares. Talked to a friend of mine the other day in the real estate business. She said, I wish I had some buyers for houses in your neighborhood, but they don't have buyers. I mean, and I'm just an average person living in an average neighborhood, not fancy or anything, but it's just nuts. The economy is a big factor in this election. Jonathan Honig is here. You know him from the Fox News Channel. One of my favorites to talk to, capitalistpig.com is his website, which is the greatest name ever. How are you, Jonathan?
Hey, well, great to be with you, Heidi. I wish the economy was a little stronger. I mean, you know, dollars and cents are my business. And look, this has been one of the ugliest economies, and not just one of the ugliest stock and bond markets, but as you hinted to, one of the worst inflations now. Heidi, we're going back into American history, and it's not just a Wall Street story. It's not just in terms of dollars and cents. Heidi, this is absolutely a Main Street story, and of course, it's going to be top of mind when every American is going to the polls come this Tuesday.
Absolutely. You know, it's just nuts. Now, we all knew that Biden was going to be bad for business, but did you have any idea how far down we'd go so quickly?
Well, I got to tell you, the inflation really is shocking, Heidi. And it's something like, you know, I've been investing in the markets for the better part of 20 years. It's something that we really haven't ever seen. And what I was surprised is that it's taken this long, I think, for everyday Americans, certainly in Washington, to wake up and realize that this inflation, Heidi, was caused by Washington. This is not caused by, you know, greedy millionaires and billionaires or greedy businesses, caused by Washington, perpetuated by Washington, and even to this moment, not really admitted to by Washington. So I was frustrated by Biden. Obviously, knew Biden would be the case. But the fact that even now, Heidi, as inflation is running at, you know, 8% plus a year, you've still got Biden talking about more spending. That's exactly what got us into this issue with runaway inflation. And still nobody in Washington, certainly not President Biden, has admitted to it, has copped to it, and is doing anything to turn it around.
That's crazy. We're speaking with Jonathan Honig from CapitalistPig.com. He's a hedge fund manager. You know, what's amazing to me is that, you know, they don't know what they're doing. And then the Fed's rates, interest rates again and again to supposedly stop inflation. But all that does, explain it to me like I'm 3 years old, Jonathan, because I'm not getting it. It seems to me when they raise the rates, it stops people from buying things. Let's say, for example, you buy a house and then somebody else can move up to another house. Now they can't do that. Now these people who want to buy their starter home can't buy furniture and home repair things and all these. To me, it does nothing but kill the economy.
Well, keep in mind, you know, Heidi, interest rates, raising interest rates, it's kind of like wages. You know, we always say, look, you can't pick wages out of the air. Wages have to reflect reality. So you know, the Fed is raising interest rates, but they're doing it to reflect reality. I mean, governments that printed trillions and trillions of dollars, that is the resulting inflation that we're all having to deal with now. So, you know, the Federal Reserve, the interest rates change, it's not their fault. They're unfortunately just having to deal with what President Biden and to a smaller extent President Trump did when they created all this free money, this phony money, this stimulus money as a result of the pandemic and the months and the weeks that followed. They created the inflation. They're inflating it, if you will. And I tell you, Heidi, they could fix it. They could fix it in 6 months' time. And, you know, President Carter, I wouldn't say got to love him, but got to respect him. I mean, Biden had some history here. Biden even went in a little bit of what President Carter did. If you remember, look, I'm no fan of Jimmy Carter, Heidi, but he not only cut taxes, if you remember, he also held the rein in terms of government spending. President Carter was firing 7,000 government workers, federal workers, by the time 1978 rolled around. And Heidi, he also deregulated things like the trucking, things like interstate commerce. President Carter deregulated. So there's a lot Biden could do. He's doing just the opposite we need to get this inflation and get this economy back under control and back on track.
We're speaking with Jonathan Honig from CapitalistPig.com. You know, I'm just curious as to what the Republicans should do. I'm hoping there's a red wave, but you and I both know, because I remember this happened in 2014 in a lot of places. And I said, yeah, now that you've got it, what are you going to do with it? And there were a lot of people raising taxes, Republicans going along with that. We're not going to let Trump off the hook for the last couple of years either. But talking about the red wave, if we have the red wave, many are predicting, what should Republicans do the minute they get into office to turn things around? Because you mentioned it could happen in months if the right decisions were made, possibly.
Well, they always talk about cutting spending, and then Republicans talk a good game, and
right.
They go in and they do that over and over and over again. And, you know, this is the time, you know, if God willing, we can get some change in Washington, we can get some political change in this country. Heidi, we need some philosophical change. We need Republicans that actually act like Republicans again. I'm not going to talk about the tax and spend Republicans, but I'm going to talk about the Barry Goldwater Republicans. Your audience probably doesn't even know the name. There used to be Republicans, Heidi, as you know, who cut the size of government, who stopped programs that exacerbated spending and turned on government spending and grew new entitlement programs. So there used to be those true small government Republicans. They're the only ones that can turn the ship around. I don't think it's too late, but, you know, we have more and more of the tax spend and regulate. That's what needs to die and die quickly. And a lot of it can be, you know, sold and told on Tuesday. So that's the first thing that they need to do, not just change the policy, but change the philosophy that allows government to get so big. And it's happened under Joe Biden, and it's happened exactly under our watch.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Jonathan Honig from CapitalistPig.com. Talk to me about how much Biden is responsible for the gas prices, which, of course, affect the price of everything.
Well, God, Biden has a lot to do with it, and he's made it a lot worse. I mean, you know, Biden has been, if you watch, not only just exacerbating gas prices, but he's been blaming who? I mean, not his own idiocy, no. But he's been blaming exactly those who are responsible for trying to bring gas prices down, and that is the oil companies themselves. You know, they're heroes, Heidi. They are true heroes. Biden has been blaming them, and that's exactly why under his watch they've truly gone up when they could have been going down at the same time.
Yeah, I thought it was Ukraine, Jonathan. I thought that was the source of all of our problems. Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. It's like Russia, Russia, Russia. Now it's Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine.
Well, it's a convenient excuse, but, you know, government has been blaming oil companies, but Biden could be doing something to lower prices. But he's been doing just the opposite, Heidi. And that's why, you know, look, if you want to bring oil prices down, all you have to do is produce more oil.
Right.
Simple
right.
as that. And bring some of these environmental crazies in line. He's encouraging them. And as I said, Heidi, doing nothing to deregulate the industry. That's exactly what could bring oil prices down. And
yes,
again,
yeah.
go back to Jimmy Carter. He deregulated. That's what set Ronald Reagan up for an economic boom. And that's exactly what Jimmy Carter. That's exactly what Biden needs to start doing and doing now.
Yeah, we're speaking with Jonathan Honeu from CapitalistPig.com. You know, it's incredibly frustrating because here we are in America. Whether, you know, I voted for Trump twice, all right, because I liked his America First policies. There is no reason that we in America should be kissing anybody's butt in Saudi Arabia or anywhere else. We have the ability to provide the energy we need. I mean, this is unbelievable how quickly we've gone back.
Yeah, I mean, and it's what's so frustrating, Heidi, is it doesn't have to be this way. It's not inevitable that America falls. It's not inevitable that American greatness is lost. I mean, America still is the most innovative, creative, capitalist country, Heidi, in the history of mankind. It's not over yet, but we need the right ideas, the capitalist ideas, the individualistic ideas, the ideas that, you know, get people to get out of bed and get them to create the most creative and capitalist and a wealth-producing environment in the history of mankind. We need that through great ideas and capitalism. That's all what's on the, you know, what's up for really what's on the table come Tuesday morning.
That's true. We're speaking with Jonathan Honeu from CapitalistPig.com. You know, it's just a shame to see this kind of thing happening because this is such an amazing country. And like I said, the rapidity at which it's gone downhill in the last couple of years has been shocking to me. I'm hoping that people will see it. Obviously, the Democrats are worried because they're understanding that their policies haven't worked, whether it's a CRT or defund the cops or climate change, which also costs us all money. All those things they haven't mentioned a bit. Are they understanding that people don't want this and, you know, getting their butts kicked is going to change them? Or are they just going to try to find some way to regroup and continue their plan?
Well, look, it's not over just yet, but I think it starts, you know, it starts right in the here and now. And, you know, Heidi, I think it starts with, not just in the ballot box, but it starts with, as I said, trying to do something with everyday Americans, as we all are, and turn the tables around in terms of, you know, really what has destroyed what has been the most successful and prosperous country in the history of mankind. And it's, as I said, Heidi, I do not think it's over just yet. This country is still full of unbelievably creative and entrepreneurial Americans who are not out just yet. So it starts in the ballot box. I mean, Heidi, government is what created the inflation. I mean, look, this is the most creative country in the history of mankind, and it's not too late to get back on track. But as I said, government created the inflation. We need them to turn it around. And if we can get politicians who can put everyday Americans back in control of their own lives, their own businesses, their own communities, I would never vote against America. And Heidi, I would never sell it short. We need the right kind of entrepreneurial and capitalist ideas that get our economy rising once again.
Yeah, no question. Do we have any idea how much damage was done when they were giving people an extra $400 a week in unemployment? I understand that a lot of people were out of work and this and that, but there were a whole lot of people by the time they got regular unemployment, the extra $400-$500 bucks a week, it was more than they normally made, and they were staying home or happy to sit home for 6 months. And I know the times were tough, but what did that do to us economically?
Well, I mean, and remember how he was like, well, no, let's pass out, you know, $1,000. Well, what about $3,000? What about more? I mean, that's exactly what's created. And right. And look, this is nothing new. And Milton Friedman told us it, you know, decades ago. There is no such thing as a free lunch. We thought we had it with all that. But the old saying, it, there's no such thing as a free lunch. We knew it then. And that's exactly what we should have known now. And all that stimulus spending during the inflation and immediately after is what created this inflationary spiral, which is destroying the economy now. So there's no such thing as a free lunch. And Heidi, if we can get some kind of, as I said, transformation back to the individualist capitalist economy, the economy that we know we have, the country that we know we have, the America that we know we have, we can get back on track and get back on track soon.
I think we can, because the middle class is disappearing. I mean, it's becoming, they're very wealthy, and then the people who don't have much in the middle class always, every time, they just get squeezed the most.
Well, they can. And as I said, I mean, look, the American middle class grows this country, created this country, and can get this country back on track. But what you need is the right types of ideas, American ideas, capitalistic ideas. I mean, Heidi, these are the ideas I wrote about in Capitalist Pig and over at A Textbook of Americanism. They're the ideas that not only created the country, but created the economy. I mean, Heidi, there's no difference fundamentally between the water in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and the water in Miami, Florida. It's the ideas that make an economy strong, the capitalist ideas, the free market ideas. So if we can get some politicians that start putting those ideas back on track and back in terms of economies all over this country and all over this world, we can get things back on track and get it back on track soon.
Well, let's hope we do. Let's hope for that red wave on Tuesday. And let's hope if they decide are they able to own it, we hope they actually do something productive with it for a change. Jonathan Honig, always a pleasure. CapitalistPig.com. His books are up there. All kinds of great information. CapitalistPig.com. Thank you, my friend, for always being willing to speak with my audience. I love talking
to you. You make it. You're a doll, Heidi. You make it happen. Get to you again soon.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. That's Jonathan Honig. Always fun. He's just great. All right, coming up, this is going to be fun, guys. I don't know if you saw this last week. This made a lot of hay on Twitter. And I know some of you aren't on Twitter, but see, I'm on Twitter, so you don't have to be, because I keep up with these trending things. Woman wrote a column. Her name is Emily Oster in The Atlantic. "Let's declare a pandemic amnesty," she says. "We need to forgive one another for what we did and said when we were in the dark about COVID." And as you can imagine, the reaction has been intense. Would that be a fair word? Yes, it would be. So we'll talk about that coming up next. I'm Heidi Harris. Don't forget Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show. And I'm doing the show live right now on Facebook, Heidi Harris Show. Coming right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ethan, can I just say, Ethan does a great job running the show. Can I just say your selection of music this evening is especially excellent?
Oh, I greatly appreciate that, Heidi.
Thank you. You always do such a great job with the show, and I so appreciate it.
My dad actually also gave his opinions on the song choices today, so you can thank him. He's a part of that as well today.
he's that. Okay, that's great. Well, you know what? He and I think alike, which is terrific. I'm glad to, you know, great minds think alike, right? All right, good stuff. There was a column this last week written by a woman named Emily Oster in The Atlantic. Let's declare a pandemic amnesty. Now, as you can imagine, this got a lot of blowback. You can follow me on Twitter, by the way, Heidi Harris Show, and on Instagram, Heidi Harris Show, and, of course, on Facebook, Heidi Harris Show, where I'm doing this live right now. But there was a lot of, you know, social media was all over this, and I was just watching with amusement the comments on this. I did do a podcast. I do podcasts during the week. Now, the entire show on Sunday night is podcast. You go to audacy.com. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y, audacy.com. Type in Heidi Harris and my podcast of the Sunday show will show up. Also, my podcasts that I do throughout the week are on there too. And I did a podcast on this the other day because I couldn't wait till Sunday to talk about it. It was just too much to talk about. So basically, I'm going to skip through the parts I highlighted, all right? She says, we need to forgive one another for what we did and what we said when we were in the dark about COVID. Yeah, the people who yelled at me for not wearing a mask in the convenience store for 30 seconds that I was in there. Okay. I'm just not feeling very gracious at this point about these people. She talked about how she actually went hiking with her children with masks on. Hiking with her children with masks on. I mean, here's the thing. I could go and rip her apart. I don't want to do that. I mean, I could, but these are journalists. People who actually are supposed to read and look at information, and for journalists to buy into this lie that a cloth mask while you're hiking is going to protect you. I mean, it's ludicrous. If you can fog up a mirror, how is a mask going to protect you? I don't even understand. And then, you know, what happened with her, basically, put it in a nutshell, and you can check out my podcast on this where I've linked to all these stories. Podcast, Heidi Harris Show podcast. But it wasn't until she saw her children affected by the school closures that she started to wake up a little bit. And people like her who sit in their houses and type, that's me typing on the desk, and virtue shamed everybody. See, that was my problem with this to begin with. It was never, ever about everybody in it together. We were never all in it together. There were a bunch of people sitting in their houses, in their pajamas, mostly in their parents' houses, blogging and virtue signaling anybody who wanted to go to the park, go to an event, go to dinner, do anything, go to work. I mean, these people don't understand. There are a lot of people in America who have to leave their homes in order to keep their homes. I know it's a deep point for some of these blue checks, as they call them on Twitter. We're now going to have to pay Elon Musk, which I think is hilarious. So skipping through her column here. She says, obviously, some people intended to mislead, you know, during COVID and made wildly irresponsible claims. Remember when the public health community had to spend a lot of time and resources urging Americans not to inject themselves with bleach? Oh, please. Really? If you injected yourself with bleach, you know, you deserve what happened to you. I don't know what to say. What an example. And she goes on skipping here through the column. Treating pandemic choices as a scorecard on which some people racked up more points than others is preventing us from moving forward. No, sister. We need to remember what you did so it doesn't happen again. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Now, here's the most important, the upshot, the last little paragraph in her column. Once again, this is Emily Oster. Let's declare a pandemic amnesty. She says, the standard saying is that those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. Right. That's correct. That's why we have to remind children of why anti-Semitism is bad and why the Holocaust was bad and why slavery was bad and a lot of things are bad so we don't repeat them, why communism is bad, why socialism is bad. We need to remind children because they may not know. Then she goes on, but dwelling on the mistakes of history can lead to a repetitive doom loop as well. Let's acknowledge that we made complicated choices, she says, in the face of deep uncertainty and to try to work together and build back and move forward. Uh-huh. I don't think so. Complicated choices? No. They weren't complicated. You told me I had to stay in my house because you were scared somebody around you was going to die. You believed this nonsense that the shot, if you got the shot, that it would nobody else around you would get it. even if you already had COVID. I mean, the lies, I could just spend half an hour on the lies or an hour on the lies. I'm not going to do that. But there were so many things that went against common sense that they believe. They bought it hook, line, and sinker. And I'm not anti-vax. I've had plenty. As a child, I had lots of vaccinations. I'm not against vaccinate my dogs. I don't really do it after they're puppies, after they reach about two. I'm not telling you what to do. After they reach about two or three, I don't bother anymore. But I absolutely am a stickler about vaccinating puppies. I've seen them die of parvo and distemper and things. You have to do it. You have to do it. So I'm not anti-vax. But this idea that they believe things that were pushed by Fauci and Trump initially, you know, with this, what was it, warp speed, you believe that was okay to take a shot that had only been tested for a few months and you bought into that? I don't know what to tell you. But, and that was a choice you made, and that's okay if you got it. I'm not picking on you. But I'm saying these people were telling you you were a bad person if you wanted to leave your house to keep your house. I know people like this who were retired, who were getting residual checks or government checks of some kind or retirement, whatever they had, living off their 401k or whatever, who were sitting there on Facebook and Twitter telling people to stay home. That's unconscionable. If you needed to stay home during the pandemic because you were terrified you were going to die or something, then you should have stayed home. Or somebody who was older, who had issues or whatever, then they should have stayed home and been careful. But everybody else should have been able to go on and live their lives like they did in South Dakota and Florida. Kristi Noem never shut down one business in South Dakota. Did you know that? Now, we're supposed to forget. She just wants us to forget all about that. So there has been, boy, has there been a lot of backlash on this. The National Review has written, there are tons of stories. Here's one I found especially good. This is Emily Burns. Here's what National Review said. I love this. Let me see. Give the headline here. A pandemic amnesty? Hell no. Here's the one. With whom does Emily Oster want an amnesty? Moms, so they will return to the Democratic fold. This is important. Emily Burns wrote this. She makes a really good point. She says, Dr. Oster would like women to believe that it was all just a mistake, a misunderstanding. And remember, this is important, that it's the Republicans who are looking to limit the freedoms that really count. What a great point she's making. Because how many ads have you seen over the last couple of months? Abortion, abortion, abortion. Do you know anyone who's talking about abortion? Anyone? I don't know anybody talking about that. Now, there are people who are concerned about it. Okay, whatever. But generally, I don't know anybody. They're all talking about how they can afford to fill up their gas tank. People are going in with $20 bills now to fill up their gas tank because they can't fill it up, so they just have to go with $20. Because can I just get down the street? This will last me a couple days. That's what they're doing. I see people doing it all the time. That's the real, you know, the real life. That's what real people are doing. But this is a really important point she made. Once again, this is Emily Burns. And it's a really important point. She said she'd like, the columnist would like women to believe that it was all just a mistake, a misunderstanding, and remember that it's the Republicans who are looking to limit the freedoms that really count. Really? That's the only thing? Abortion? When you couldn't go to work, you couldn't go to school, your kids couldn't play on the playground? I saw playground equipment outdoors, maybe you did too, with crime scene tape around it or whatever that yellow tape is, depending on. I'm not kidding. Like those plastic things that you sit on with a big spring on the bottom and the kid rocks, they were roped off. Somebody tell me how that makes sense. But that's what these people did. And they wanted you to keep your kid home from school because they had a 5-bedroom house with a computer in every room where their kids could learn. And you didn't. I'm never forgiving these people for what they did. Emily Burns goes on to say in her reply to Emily Oster, while Democrats had no problem sacrificing the well-being of our living children for 3 years in support of political power, it's Republicans that pose the real threat. That's what she's saying the other side is insinuating, which is so true. She said these weren't lies of omission, they were lies of commission. Exactly. Don't give me that crap. You didn't know. It doesn't matter whether you knew. Nobody knew everything at that time. I didn't. Nobody did. But you know what? You knew enough to stop shaming other people for going out to live their lives. Unbelievable. I was at an air show recently. There were people walking around with a mask. I only saw two the entire time. two people with a mask on. What are you doing? I wanted to say, okay, here's the thing, guys. If you are so terrified that you're going to die, what are you doing out in public with 100,000 people at an air show? What are you doing? Stay home and watch YouTube videos of air shows. What's you're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing yourself now. I don't even know what to say to people. Emily Burns goes on to say, now, after having been called terrorists by our governments for arguing for the well-being of our own children, Dr. Oster wants us to forget that. Right. Hope you don't. I hope you don't. She said, on one side is the harm done to your children, to you, your community over nearly 3 years. On the other side is the fear of a loss of access to abortion services. Right. So if you're putting these on a scale, okay, but abortion. Yeah, but my kid can't read. My kid lost 2 years of teaching. I didn't know how to do it when I was trying to work. And, you know, once you were able to go back to work and the schools were still closed, I was trying to balance this. My kid wasn't learning anything on Zoom. My kid couldn't play with his or her friends. It was a nightmare for children, a nightmare. Children have lost 2 years of sports, socializing. Children are behind in their reading skills now, little kids, because they learn to read or to talk by watching you. So they're behind in reading. They're behind in talking. All of these things. You put your kid at daycare with some person in a mask. What are we, in 1984? Put your kid at daycare with some monster in a mask? Oh my gosh. Bad enough, your kid's there all day and then your kid's with some, I mean, I don't, it's insanity. And this woman wants us to forget everything. That's, you know, we forgive you. It's no big deal. Unbelievable. She goes on to say, this is Emily Burns responding to Emily Oster. She goes, it wasn't a mistake. It was a political calculation. So true. Anyway, I could go on about that, but you get the point. People are not in the mood for a pandemic amnesty. They want us all to forget. And here's the scary thing. And by the way, you can check out HeidiHarris.com. I do videos and things like that. Interviewed Dr. Aaron Cariotti. That was on last week's show. And if you missed that, you can catch the podcast. Go to Odyssey.com. You can find the podcast of that. And we were talking about the idea that the mechanism, all the mechanisms are in place to lock people down again if there's a so-called climate emergency or monkeypox or who knows what. But the mechanisms are in place. Do you think they're done trying to lock people down, make people stay home? Look how well it worked the last time, how dumb people were. They couldn't go to concerts. They couldn't do. I have friends who are in the music business who were, you know, really suffering. Now, some of them suffered more than others. Some of them found a way around it and were, you know, studio things or whatever else. But for the most part, it was really a blow to a lot of the entertainers and people. Most of them, they're liberals on board with the shot. So you go ahead, get your 14 shots and your booster. But still, liberals or not, nobody should be, you know, kicked out of a job because of a lie. And as you know, recently they admitted that the shots were never proven to prevent transmission. So in other words, remember we were told for so long, if you got a shot, you couldn't transmit it. So you have to get a shot for somebody else. Since when? Since when in human history has that ever happened? Since when in the history of vaccines have you gotten a shot for someone else ever? And I've had vaccinations. The last one I remember having was probably a smallpox vaccination. I was in about sixth grade. I didn't get a smallpox vaccination for somebody else. I got it because my family and I were going to take a trip to Europe and we wanted to be able to make sure, I guess, that we were safe because smallpox had not been eradicated there yet. Okay. But my parents didn't get on the cruise ship that we took over there and say, my aunt was living in England. Don't be impressed. I didn't grow up rich or anything, but my aunt was living in England. So we took the cruise ship over and, you know, had fun. We got dumped in England while my mom and dad went everywhere else, which was fun in England. But my parents didn't get on the cruise ship and go, excuse me, everyone else needs to have a shot or my kid's not safe here. But that's the way it's been. Are you kidding me? Has this made any sense to anybody? And yet these people want us to forget what they did to us the last couple of years. I'm not forgetting. And it's not that I'm holding a grudge. Yes, I am. It's not that I'm holding a grudge. It's more about remembering what they did so we don't fall for this nonsense again. Because initially, I think most people were on board with, okay, I can do, 14 days to stop the spread. Remember that, how it started out so nicely? And a lot of people went, okay, you know, the old adage, stop the world, I want to get off. Oh, I can take 2 weeks off work. You know what? I could use a break. I think a lot of people felt like that. And I'll tell you something crazy. At the time I was working on a radio station, were on the Strip in Las Vegas, and I had to, they actually gave me a piece of paper, which I have, I've kept it, keep it forever, that allowed me the ability to travel just in case I got stopped by the cops. And I remember getting that piece of paper because I, you know, I'm in media, technically I'm allowed to, you know, I was whatever, the privileged people who could actually go to work, which is great, because that's where I got COVID. But I had a piece of paper that allowed me to travel to work in America. That's where we were 2 years ago. Can you even believe that? What is this, China? Can you even believe this? Is this Nazi Germany? I had a piece of paper that I could show a cop. Yes, officer, I have the right, according to the FCC or the government, whatever, I have to look, I haven't looked at it lately. I have the right, according to the government, to travel for my job because my job is considered, you know, important or whatever because I'm in the media. That's where we were suddenly. And people went, huh? I mean, it's frightening. It's frightening that we let that happen. That's why we have to remember. We can never forget what they did to us. Forget about a COVID. Forget about a pandemic. I guess she called it a pandemic. Forget about a pandemic amnesty. We can never forget what they did to us because we can never let it happen again. I'm Heidi Harris, coming right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
How you doing? Always a thrill to be here every Sunday night. Got Ethan running the board, doing an expert job. By the way, I'm doing this live on the Heidi Harris Show Facebook page, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show, where I have a bunch of stuff behind me on the wall you can see, including a neon sign that I've had since longer than Joe Rogan's had his. Just saying. I don't have Joe Rogan's money, but I'm not trying to copy him. I've had that sign since back in my days when I was singing for a living. I would haul it around to gigs, believe it or not. So you can check that out. A listener just asked me, I had a sign that somebody gave me that said on air, and it was on behind me, but it broke, Deb. And my husband is a handyman and he's working on it. He said, you know, he's amazing. You either have a talent or you don't. And he opened it up. He looked at it. He said, yeah, the strip in the back with the lights is broken. I mean, I would have looked at it from now till, you know, next year and never figured out what was wrong with it. So I don't know. I think we're going to try to put maybe a nightlight behind it or something because it was kind of cool. A friend of mine gave it to me, so it broke. So thank you for asking. Kind of funny. All right. You know, an election's coming up on Tuesday. I am begging you to get out and vote. And I came across a column. This is actually from 2016. It was in the Federalist, written by a pastor, Brian Lee is his name. And speaking of voting, he said 9 reasons Christians don't need to vote for the lesser evil. Now, it's interesting to me because this is a controversial topic for a lot of Christians. Some people say, I'm not going to bother voting. The heck with it. You know, it's all fixed. I don't, you know, or God's in charge. So why bother? Well, God's in charge. So why do anything, right? Why go to work? Well, God will make sure I eat, you know, whatever, right? I mean, come on, you've got to make an effort. And as an American citizen, you ought to be grateful that we have the choice to vote. How many people in the world don't? Most, right? We've got the choice. Be grateful that American citizens have the right to put their finger in the air and go, you know what I think? I mean, how many places in the world can you not say that? Certainly, I wouldn't have a job in most places in the world. You can't. You know what I think? No, boom, firing squad. We don't care what you think. We don't care. By the way, my husband and I, he's been a little under the weather and he's never sick. So I kind of encouraged him to stay home this weekend and just kind of be a bum, which he never relaxes and sits down like he should. But we were watching 1984 was on Prime Video. We watched that last night. Haven't seen that. I don't think I'd ever seen the movie. I'd read the book. I fell asleep halfway through. I'm not going to lie to you, but I'm going to try to watch it tonight. It was one of those, you know, you think we're not that far away from it is my point. We're really not that far away from what's going on, but we ought to be grateful that we at least have a say. And whether you're a Christian or not, it's not a Christian show necessarily, although I'm a Christian, but we have a say. We ought to be grateful for that. And, you know, we've got to be engaged in the political process. But this columnist who wrote in 2016, Brian Lee, said, we should acknowledge that engaged participation with our political process makes it more difficult to think and behave like Christians should. I don't even know what that means. It creates an obstacle to pursuing peace with all our neighbors and to submit willingly and lovingly to our rulers as God's appointed servants. Huh? Then he goes on to say, in short, it's bad for our sanctification and misshapes our character. Perhaps the most Christian thing to do at this point in our history is to abstain. Oh, brother. Okay, I'm just going to raise the white flag and say whatever happens, I don't care. I'm just going to be, like Sarah Palin put it so well, I'm just going to be a dead fish going down the stream. As she would say, if you're not going against the stream or what are you going against the current, then you're just a dead fish. And that's so true. I'm just going to let it happen. I'm just going to be a ball in the pinball machine of life, bouncing off the bumpers with not taking any kind of charge of anything. Listen, I ultimately give it all to God. If I didn't, I'd lose my mind. If I thought these politicians, and we've got some bad ones and some good ones. Well, are there any good ones? Yeah, there are some better and worse. But there's some real, you know, yucks in various cities and states. And there's some good ones, too. Like Kerry Lake in Arizona is a real bright spot. There's some really good ones. And then there's Trump out there trashing DeSantis. Come on, stop it. He's one of the best governors in the country. And I'm not saying, you know, he's some great guy, perfect guy. Nobody is. He's done great things in the state of Florida. Why are you beating him up, Trump? Because he's not kissing your butt? Oh, brother. And then I had some people, I was discussing this on Facebook with some listeners, the Heidi Harris Show Facebook page. And some listeners were saying, oh, well, you know, DeSantis, he's just, you know, he's the, you know, one of the guys and, you know, just part of the globalists and this and that and the other. Okay, well, if he is, I'm not saying he is, but if he is, then why is Trump at a Rubio event tonight? Rubio's one of those guys who's, you know, what, the establishment? Give me a break. Trump, just don't do it, okay? If you run for office, run for office. Don't be slamming DeSantis. How does that help anybody? Why are we doing this? And I voted for Trump twice. Why do you have to, this is what makes people like me crazy. You can say whatever you want to about the left when they're trying to destroy our country. Ron DeSantis is doing an amazing job in Florida and you're taking shots at him. For what reason? This is what I don't understand. This doesn't further anything. Anyway. So anyway, back to this interesting column about how Christians don't need to vote for the lesser evil. I don't need to read you a column. I'm certainly not going to do that. But you just have to ask yourself, am I going to just give up? Am I just going to let the tide roll over me? Or am I actually going to keep swimming and keep trying? Because listen, everybody gets their teeth kicked in. There's nobody who hasn't been through stuff. Everybody gets their teeth kicked in. Everybody has things happen to them that are completely unfair. We get it. And, you know, but think about it. You never learn anything in life through the smooth sailing. You always learn through the storm. Can we all agree on that? So you get through it. I've had things that happen in my life. We all have. Where you say, wow, if you'd have told me this was going to happen. I did write a book. You can read it. It's called, I'm actually two, but the second one's called Don't Pat Me on the Head. Great title, I know. Amazon. Don't Pat Me on the Head. And I have a whole chapter in there about some things that happened. And I said, if you had told me that this was going to happen in this situation, I would have called you a liar. I would have said, ha, ha, there's no way. Oh. But if you had told me I would get through it, I would also have called you a liar. And so, you know, it builds spiritual muscle to go through things. But I am not about to sit home as an American and just sit on my butt and throw my hands up and say, the heck with it. It's all fixed. I don't care. They're all corrupt. And just give up. What's the point? You've got to stay in the fight, folks. I don't mean you got to yank your neighbor's signs down or anything, but you got to stay engaged. We've got to fight for our freedom. If we don't fight for it, we're not going to keep it. And that's ultimately what it comes down to, because they're trying to take it from us every day. They never stop. They're like the cockroaches. They're working all night. So do me a favor. Please stay engaged. Please vote. I'm begging you. And don't forget to be tuned into 97.1 FM Talk for great election coverage on Tuesday night. The entire team will be there. You don't want to miss it. But listen, guys, during the week, you can find me at HeidiHarris.com. I do stuff all week long. And you can check out Heidi Harris Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Have a great week. Thank you, Ethan. I will catch you guys next Sunday. And please come, Red Wave. We need it. We need it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.